Judges 16, verse 21. Everybody that's able, standing for the reading of the word. Amen. If you don't have a Bible in your hand, we'll have it on the screen here for you. Judges 16, 21. Everybody got it? Say amen.
Amen.
But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison house. Howbeit the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. Then the lords of the Philistines gathered them together for to offer a great sacrifice unto Dagon their god and to rejoice, for they said, our God had delivered Samson our enemy into our hand. And when the people saw him, they praised their God, for they said, our God hath delivered into our hands our enemy and the destroyer of our country, which slew many of us. And it came to pass, when their hearts were merry, that they said, call for Samson, that he may make us sport. And they called for Samson out of the prison house, and he made them sport, and they set him between the pillars. And Samson said unto the lad that held him by the hand, suffer me that I may feel the pillars whereupon this house stands, that I may lean upon them.
Come on.
Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there, and there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women that beheld while Samson made sport. And Samson called on the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me. I pray thee and strengthen me. I pray thee only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. Samson took hold of the two little pillars upon which the house stood, and on which it was borne up, and of the one with the right hand and the other with his left. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the lords and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. Then his brother and all the house of his father came down, took him, and brought him up, buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol in the burying place of Manoah, his father. And he judged Israel 20 years. Amen. We're going to blast the shofar. I want you to give the Lord the praise that he is due for his word.
Yes. Today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. You may be seated today. And if the Lord will allow me one more time, honor me in his presence, I'm going to minister on this song, simply Faith's Vision. Faith's Vision. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, Faith's Vision. Amen. The story of Samson, one that's very familiar to most who have been in church at all. And many will focus on the negative in the story of Samson and Delilah. And there's a lot of things we can preach today, a lot of ways that we could go into the context, and we could bring, amen, a lot of different aspects, amen, and direction through the story of Samson from his birth until his death, amen. We could, a lot of times we have preached many times, amen, but I'd like to focus a little more on the positive today, amen. How many is in the mood, if I can say it like that, for a little positive, amen, from the word? Now, I'm not a positive kind, you know what I'm talking about, amen. There's a lot of negative in the world, amen. You go outside, amen, the world, and the spirit of the world is heavy. The spirit of Antichrist is, amen, gaining ground and strength. By the will of God, I will say that, amen, but it can take a toll on you. There's a lot of negative things you hear, so, amen, when we can get something positive, but the word is always positive. It just doesn't feel good all the time, amen, when it's coming. But I want us to look at faith, amen, when it comes to Samson. Amen. Faith is connected to the human body, and the human body functions in the word. We can look in the word and see that faith is connected a lot to the human body. Faith comes by what? By hearing, and hearing by the word. So when the word gets in your ears, then faith somehow begins to manifest on the inside. Amen. So when you hear the word of God, somehow faith begins to get activated. Amen. And begins to manifest. We walk by faith. What? And not by. So faith gets our legs moving in the spirit. Amen. When we get faith, it becomes activated. We begin, amen, acting and pursuing when faith becomes active in our lives. So faith comes by hearing. When it gets into our ears, then something, amen, of faith is manifested on the inside. And we walk by faith, amen. So faith causes our legs, our spirit. Spiritual legs to begin to move and to pursue. Amen. It gets them moving in the spirit. But I want you to understand today that faith is always moving, pursuing something. Amen. Faith's glory is always in pursuit of something, which is why the Bible says faith without works is dead. If you have faith, you would be pursuing the things of faith. So faith is always moving, and it will make you move. Amen. Faith will make us move. Again, we walk by faith and not by sight. The Bible also says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of what? Things not seen. So we have faith connected to the ears, faith connected to the legs. Now we have faith connected to the eyes. Or if I can say it like this, our vision. You see, faith will make us walk in the dark and in the unknown. See, faith doesn't give us the option of where we walk. It just promises us that if we walk by faith, no matter where it leads us, amen, that it will take us to the truth. Come on, somebody. Do you hear me today? So faith, amen, will walk you in the dark, amen, and into the unknown. So when we walk by faith, we don't have to be able to see where we're going. Are you hearing me? I said when we walk by faith, we don't have to be able to see where we're going in order to believe that the answer is going to be where we're headed. Are you hearing me? So when we walk by faith, we don't have to see, we do not have to know where we're going to believe that wherever faith is leading us, wherever faith takes us and leaves us, when we end up in faith, the truth is going to be there. Are you hearing me this morning? Hallelujah. So this is why we just keep walking forward, because something will eventually manifest. Come on, somebody. So this is why we don't go back. This is why we don't stop. This is why we don't retreat. This is why we don't give up. We don't give in. Amen. We just keep on walking. Amen. Because the Bible says, amen, that faith is the substance. That means it's a reality of things hoped for. Hallelujah. So faith will eventually lead us to a manifestation of the truth. And it's the truth that makes us free. And when we're free by Jesus, we can't be any freer. Hallelujah. Who the Son has made free is free indeed. Are there any indeed free people in Judah Tabernacle today? Oh, come on. I said, are there any indeed free people in Judah Tabernacle today? Look at your neighbor and say, keep walking. Keep pursuing, amen. I may need a breakthrough, but I'm going to keep moving because faith says it's coming. Come on, I'm not preaching hogwash to you today. I'm not preaching fluff and stuff. I'm preaching you the word today. Amen. I may need a breakthrough, and I may not feel like the breakthrough is nowhere near, but faith is going to lead me. I keep walking because faith says the breakthrough is coming. You can say it like this if you want. This too shall pass. Weeping endures for the night, but joy comes in the morning. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same one, I will praise the name of the Lord all day long. So I just keep on walking. Amen. Hallelujah. hallelujah, there's some kind of something the kids say, some kind of movie or something. Amen. Oh, it's that fish movie. What is it? Amen. It's swimming. Just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. Well, let's make it spiritual. Hallelujah. Just keep walking, walking, walking. Touch somebody and say, just keep on walking. Just keep on walking. You may need a miracle today, but just keep on walking. You may need victory today, but just keep on walking. Oh, hallelujah, because faith promises that something is going to show up. Faith promises that this will not last forever. Come on, somebody, give the Lord praise. Challenge this, lay a foundation. Not touching every say it's coming. It's coming. Come on, I feel that in the Holy Ghost. And the Lord said that he sent his peace today to interrupt the chaos. So it's coming. It's coming. Keep on walking. Keep on praising. Keep on singing. Keep on getting up. Keep on putting one foot in front of the other. Keep on showing up when nobody else shows up. Keep on doing when it don't feel like what you're doing is bringing forth any fruit. Keep on sowing when it looks like you're never going to get a harvest, because faith says it is coming. Oh, I feel that in my belly today. Faith is spiritual vision. It sees what we can't see with the natural eye. I'll let you hold on to that for about 30 seconds. Faith sees what we can't see with the natural eye. Because the things that are around me right now, I don't like what I see. I don't like what I see. I don't like that what I see makes me feel a way that I don't like feeling. But faith sees what I can't see. Faith, just the size of a grain of mustard seed, has the ability to see beyond the mountain. And if you believe what faith sees, you can move that mountain out of your way. If you believe that word that comes into your ears that says, faith is the size of a grain of mustard seed, is all you need to speak to that mountain, be thou removed. Come on, are you with me? So faith is spiritual vision. It sees what this natural eye cannot see. Can I tell you, faith fights while you're fearing. I don't know who that's for today, but somebody will, hallelujah. See, we hear so much that and it is fear is of the devil. Amen. Real fear is faith in the devil. Come on, I've said that before. Amen. But hallelujah. Come on. How many knows that we have moments as we're walking that we fear the unknown? It's not that we're afraid in the sense of, oh my gosh, it's just that fear of the unknown as we walk by faith. So while you're, amen, fearing, faith is moving. Are you understanding me? Amen. It's fighting for you. Faith fights while we fear. You see, faith is blinded to the atmosphere around us because it's only focused on what God and his word says will come to pass. Help me, Jesus. Faith is blinded to all of these things that I see in the natural that look like it's impossible. These things that bring chaos and wreak havoc. Amen. Faith doesn't see them. It's blinded to them. Amen. It's not that faith doesn't acknowledge that they're there. It just faith is blinded to it because faith only focuses on what God and his word says will come to pass. So as you're walking in a wilderness and you feel like you're all alone, faith fights while you're fearing, because faith knows that the word says he will not leave us nor forsake us. So when you keep going forward by faith, faith is going to fight on your behalf while you are afraid. Are you hearing me today? His report, do you believe? The doctor said there's nothing we can do. Faith doesn't see that report. Faith sees the word that says, I am Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals you. I am. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? When the finances, amen, are turned upside down, faith doesn't see the impossible. Faith sees that God said he is your provider.
Right.
And when we look at Samson, we know Samson messed up with Delilah. He revealed the source of his strength. His hair wasn't his strength. It was the covenant that his hair represented that gave him strength. His uncut hair represented his Nazarite vow unto God. So there was no supernatural strength in his long hair. Preach that later. It was a sign of covenant to God. And we know that in a moment of weakness, he gave in and they shaved his head. And the covenant, now the vow, had been broken. Samson had to continue to battle now, and they took him prisoner and put his eyes out. So Samson had to now battle without vision. I'll give you a minute. I said, Samson had to now battle without being able to see anything around him. He now, the one who was once the hero and the one that everyone feared, the very reason that they wanted to get to the source of his strength, and they took him captive and held him prisoner, that very reason now, he was a wounded warrior. And he now had to battle without vision. Can I tell somebody today that the enemy does not stop fighting when you're wounded or hurt? I said the enemy does not stop fighting when you're wounded or hurt. See, a real sign that the enemy's got you is, amen, when you're wounded and hurt and you stop fighting. When he convinces you to stop fighting because of your wound or your hurt, that's a sign that he's got you. I'm going to go somewhere with that here in a few minutes. Hallelujah. Now, Samson, who was once seen as a great warrior, who was once feared, who was once acknowledged, amen, if you will, as a hero to his people, amen, feared, now is a wounded warrior. And he is left to battle without vision. See, the battle didn't stop. Now look at your neighbor and say, keep on fighting. So you got to keep on walking. That's all good and exciting, but you got to keep on fighting too. Oh, but I'm tired. I'm weary. I'm worn out and exhausted. Keep on fighting. We can't stop fighting because the enemy does not stop fighting you just because you're tired. Just because you're exhausted, just because you're mentally, are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Praise God. See, when you stop fighting, you end up in bitterness. You end up in anger. You end up in resentment. And the enemy, that's exactly where he wants you. Amen. Because he is not going to stop fighting you just because you're tired and you don't feel like praising God. The enemy is not going to stop just because you're mentally spent and your mind just can't seem to function, amen, the way that it needs to. He's not going to stop fighting because the circumstances that are afforded you are nearly too hard to cope with. When daily, moment by moment, it can be a challenge to step above and go beyond. The enemy is not going to stop fighting. So if he's not going to stop fighting, hallelujah, why should we? Because you see, he won't stop attacking whether you sit down or you keep moving. Sit down, he may lay off for a minute, but he's going to come back and he's going to continue to fight you. So he's not going to stop fighting. So we need to just keep fighting. We need to just keep walking. And when you don't feel like you can do it, faith is fighting for you. Faith will always fight for truth. I need somebody to hear that today. Faith will always fight for truth. Now, Samson was taken hostage and he was forced to live by faith and not by sight. When he had access to all of the blessings and the benefits of the Nazarite vow, he missed it. We all miss it. Amen. I'm thankful for grace and mercy when I miss it. Amen. So now he was taken hostage by the Philistines, and he was forced to live by faith and not by sight. He can't see anything.
Think about it. Oh, yeah.
Obviously, the strongest man in the vicinity is now weakened by his enemy. Because not only could he not see, but they took his sight and his strength.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You know, we always see pictures of Samson, right? And we see big dogs and big people, right? And people named big old dogs, Samson. And I'm not sure if the Bible describes his physique or not. Maybe it does, maybe it don't. But I was thinking this morning, what if he was just an average-looking guy? Someone that, you know, not buff, not, you know, frail and bony and all of that, but just an average, right, healthy-looking guy that no one would expect to pick up a jawbone and slay thousands by his bare hand. And not get tired. And not get weary. But accomplish that more than one time. But now, he's just an average guy. Blends in with the crowd. But he lost his sight and his strength. And he's now being held hostage by the enemy. No vision. See, how many's ever been in a battle and can't see your way out?
Yeah.
And you think, I just don't have the strength to make it.
Lord,
come on. I said, how many's ever been in a battle that you just can't see a way out and you feel like you're going to collapse at any moment? That your strength is depleted. I just don't know if I can do this anymore. I don't know if I can make it. Have you ever been weary while warring on all sides? Just weary and can't seem to gain strength. See, here's the thing. I believe Samson probably wanted to lay down, but the fight was in it. He could have easily surrendered to the circumstances. He could have easily dealt with what he was given. He understood why it happened. It was no secret to Samson. But they chained him to a millstone. They put him in prison. And there was no way he was going to be able to sit down and quit. Are you hearing me? They chained his hands and they chained his feet. They chained him to a millstone, which was used for grinding grain. Big stone, according to history, that weighs usually between 1,000 and 2,000 pounds. So Samson couldn't stop pushing if he wanted to. Can I get an amen in this house? Anybody ever been there? When you want to stop, but you just can't stop pushing. So he couldn't even sit down even if he wanted to. Ah, hallelujah. I believe in his mind, he probably thought, I just want to sit down. I just want to take a break. I just want to quit. Just let it all be over. Amen? Hallelujah. But he just couldn't sit down and quit. He was forced to keep going. The fight continued despite having no sight and no strength. Hear me today. The fight continued even though he had no sight and no strength. What do you do when you keep going because you know you have to? Come on, anybody ever been there? You keep showing up because you know you have to. You just keep going because you know that you have to. But you have no vision of anything changing. You get up every day. You go through the motions. You do the do. Come on, and you be the be. And you're all that it's supposed to be. You come. Lift hands. I'm not talking just spiritually. I'm talking, amen, in your life. Amen. You play the role of wife or husband. You go to work. You fulfill your duty or responsibility. And nothing seems to be changing. You come to church. Lift your hands and praise. You go through and do all that you're supposed to do. But you have no vision of anything changing. Yeah, that vision that your family, amen, is going to turn to God. Isn't, you're not seeing it, amen. Your family isn't turning to God like you once had a vision. But you just keep going. You're forced, amen, because if you don't, amen, things have to be taken care of. Stuff has to be done. People are depending on you. People are counting on you. Amen. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. But you have no vision of anything changing. Amen. Your finances get in a mess. Amen. But you just keep working and you just keep doing it. It looks like, amen, there's not going to be any change. Your health, amen, becomes in disarray. You get doctor's reports. Your body physically, amen, feels like it's going to fall apart. But you have to keep going. You have to just keep doing, because you have to fulfill your responsibility as a parent, as a spouse, as a leader. You just keep showing up and keep teaching the children, because somebody has to do it. And you know, amen, that if you don't, amen, they may not get taught. Are you with me? You show up and you get in your place and you do ministry because it's the thing to do. But you have no vision of it changing, and your strength, amen, becomes less. Hallelujah. Amen. You are pulled around by the enemy and trying to believe that God has a plan, but you can't see it. Samson, every day, moment by moment, no vision, no strength. The enemy chained to that millstone, pulled around by the enemy with no sight or no vision of anything. You don't see a plan, amen, but yet you still keep pushing, yet you still keep walking. Hallelujah, but you don't have a vision. You don't see anything changing. Hallelujah, but can I tell you, here you are today. Hallelujah, despite all that I just said, despite all the descriptions, amen, that I just gave, here you are today. Hallelujah. And the enemy wants you to think, hallelujah, amen, that it's not going to change. Why are you here today? Because faith is moving you forward. There's something inside of you. Amen. There's got to be. You're weak. You're weary. You're worn. You're busted, disgusted. Amen. You're cynical. All of these things. But yet you keep getting up and showing up. You keep, amen, arriving. You keep doing. There's got to be something down on the inside, amen, that's giving you the fortitude. And I will say to you today, it is faith. When you don't have vision, faith's vision will move you forward and take you where God needs you to be. Don't know how, but I will come out of this.
Come on.
I'm not making that just personal. I'm making it so that you can make it personal. I don't know how, but I will come out of this. Touch yourself now. All the time you got to touch your neighbor and talking, now touch yourself. And say, I don't know how, but I will come out. I told you before, I talk to myself a lot. And I catch myself at work. And I talk to myself. My thoughts come out loud. I told my manager the other day, I said, I'm sorry. If you're ever talking, I'm not crazy. It's just how I function. I just talk to myself. And sometimes when I'm talking to myself, I tell myself, you can quit.
Yeah. All right. Ain't no place to.
I know you don't see where this is going. But God has never not been faithful to you. And even in the moments when we lose our composure, and we say things we typically don't say. I'm not talking about cussing. I'm just talking about, we start that counting and keeping, taking inventory of everything that we've done, everything that we've sacrificed, and everything that we've given. But yet now here we are. Come on. Sometimes I say those things out loud. Faith's vision And here, even more so in the last probably year and a half than ever before in my whole life, and I'm soon to be 61, that I'm learning ever so much more that when God is increasing your faith, He will remove things that you're used to depending on.
Come on.
Whether it be relationships or people, sport, money. Come on. I'm learning even more than ever that when God is trying to increase my faith in Him, He will remove things that we depend on, things that we take for granted.
Well, now.
Listen, God's the one that took Samson's strength, not the Philistines.
Right.
But He allowed the enemy to take his side. You hear me? God is the one that took his strength, but He allowed the enemy to take his side. Normally, on a normal day, Samson could just pick something up and defeat the Philistines. No thought to it. But now, everything changed. Everything. So I'm convinced. Now hear me out. Some of you may cut me off. Some of you may cut me off more than what you already have. But I think that when we walk by faith, we have lost something.
Okay.
Do you understand me? No. When we have to walk by faith, not knowing where we're going, where we'll end up, trusting, waiting, believing, then we've lost something that we're familiar with. Something that maybe we felt like was ours. Are you hearing me? Sometimes it might be finances, it might be support, it might be, again, other people. It could be a lot of things. We start saying, I'm weary. I'm so overwhelmed. You know how many times I've said that in the last 6 months? I'm just so overwhelmed. I'm weary. I'm so tired. Well, here's the conclusion that I've come to. That when we feel this way, God must be believing in us. Because we're forced to walk by faith. We're forced to keep pushing when we can't see. Around and around and around and around, going in circles, going in the same direction, moving but never going anywhere. This is what Samson was doing at this millstone. Just around and around and around, not knowing where he was going. Not being able to see one foot in front of the other. When we come to that place, then God must be believing in us. There has to be faith inside of you to rely on Him only. There has to be. There has to be faith inside of you. Catch this great part of the story. That while Samson was in prison, his hair started growing back. Think on that for a minute. Now he can't see it. Nor do I believe he could feel it because he was chained to the millstone. So it wasn't like he could be like, oh, definitely couldn't look in the mirror and see it. But yet he kept grinding and moving. Chained to that millstone that weighed about 1,000 to 2,000 pounds. Pushing something in the dark. But he doesn't realize how strong he really is. You hear me? Because now his strength is coming back. And he doesn't even realize it. He can't see it, he can't touch it. He's pushing like the first day he was pushing. Who am I talking to today? That you keep pushing in the dark. You can't see where faith is taking you. And you don't realize how strong you really are. You don't realize that your strength is made perfect. His strength is made perfect in your weakness. Are you hearing me? Amen. He probably just felt the resistance of the millstone and felt like maybe he deserved it because of his wrongs that he had done. But if he could see what he was pushing, think about it. If Samson said, well, see, here's the thing. I'm the kind of person, so I got to talk to myself, because when I see something that has to be done and it's a lot, or I look, you go and you look at your work schedule and you see who you're working with. And some folks just don't carry their weight. So you know you're going to have to double up when you already feel like you're. Right? We're not done moving, but we're done moving stuff out of one house. But when you stand and look at all the little stuff, dumb stuff, stupid stuff, unnecessary stuff, stuff that can't even have a designated box with its own label just because it's stuff. And you got to put 50 of that stuff into one box and just label it stuff. And then 6 years later, after you move the first time, you open a stuff box. And you don't even remember what you use that stuff for. Stupid stuff. But you look at all that, and you got to get it out of the house. And I'm like, oh. Right? When you see what you have to push, if he could imagine if he would have saw that 1,000 to 2,000 pound millstone every day with his eyes. Didn't have a choice but to push it. But to see it, thinking, there's no way I can push that. When normally it took 2 grown oxen yoked together to get that thing to move. Now you got one man who's moving and pushing that. If he could see what he had to push. Oh, come on, somebody, do you hear me? I'm talking to somebody who's been pushing. But yet you can't see. It looks like nothing is changing. And you can't even see the strength you have. Because if you can see what you're pushing, if you can see the things that you were forced to be pushing in the dark, amen, you would think there's no way possible. Hallelujah. But you see, the enemy had plans, but Samson couldn't see it. Amen. He was coming back, but he just didn't know it. Samson was getting ready to have a comeback. His hair was coming back, but he just didn't know it. I don't know who I'm talking to today, and I know this sounds very cliche and very Christianese, but I believe that somebody, amen, today is about to have a comeback, and you just don't know it. You're pushing in the dark. You can't see what's in front of you. You feel the resistance, but you have no shape. You feel the resistance, but you have no idea just what you're pushing to get to where faith is leading you. But I'm here to tell you your strength is coming back. There's a comeback even in the middle, hallelujah, of the sweat and the toil. There and the life.
Amen.
Are you hearing me today? I'm trying to finish a preaching about faith's vision. No doubt Samson thought every day, well, that's what I get. I deserve this. I really can't complain because I deserve it. And that's what the enemy will tell you when you're going through those things. Well, this is what you deserve. And you've done this, you've done that. You said this, and you said that. You've been this, and you've been that. You ain't going to come out of this. This ain't going to change. You see anything changing? I don't see anything changing. Do you see anything changing? The enemy doesn't stop fighting just because he's tired. See, the enemy had plans. Samson didn't even know that his enemy had plans, and he didn't know. Remind that he was coming back. How did they survive? I was thinking. I've been doing a lot of driving lately, and I was thinking last night. I was driving. And it was late. And I was thinking about whether or not I'm on Satan's list. I wonder if he has a list, you know. And once he is successful with the hit, marks it off, counts it done. And I'm sure that the enemy thought Samson was surely done. Crossed him off his list. But God had other plans, because there was something down inside of Samson fighting on his behalf. And it was Samson's faith in his God. See, their God, they celebrated, and their God. But you see, I want you to know that you're stronger today than you think. Look at your neighbor and say, you're stronger than you think. You're stronger than you think. Usually what two oxen could only do, now one man is doing it. You'll hold on longer than you think when you believe. Because see, one man was doing what was humanly impossible. Hallelujah.
You're talking right.
But God.
Amen.
Have you ever had anybody say, I don't know how you made it? You ever been through stuff?
Yeah.
When I was younger, I had to do something on a regular basis. I had to face people that hated me, people that plotted against my demise, evil people, evil intent in their heart. I had to go to their door and treat them with complete respect and honor while they cussed me, threatened me, because the benefits of my compliance was greater than retaliating against them. I had someone ask me, how do you do it? I said, I guess the Holy Ghost. Because there's certainly nothing in me. Now I'm a lot different now than I was then.
Right.
So there might be a little holy holy, holy.
Yeah.
That might happen. Like, I'm not talking about fighting or nothing, but get up righteous indignation.
Yep.
In the name of Jesus.
Yep. Yes.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? My point is have you ever got through something or even woke up the next day thinking, how did I make it?
Yeah.
How did I make it? Because you're stronger than you think. Because the enemy had a plan for Samson. Being in prison, grinding at the millstone, pushing in the dark, thousands of pounds, chained to this, can't sit down, can't take a break, can't rest, can't control, can't see what's in front of him, can't even see what he's pushing. He said, let's bring him out of here. Let's take him into the stadium. And let's bring all of the important people, the lords of the Philistines, and all of the men, women, and children. Let's fill the stadium and let's make sport of Samson. Now, when you study that in the Hebrew, what they were doing, they weren't just taunting him, they were throwing things at him. So here he is, blind, can't see, being led around by this little lad. Talk about humbling. And he's hearing all of this taunting and all of this laughing and all of these words and these negative things coming into his ear and being pummeled by stones and by objects and can't see them when they're coming, so he can't dodge them. He can't move. He just has to stand there and take it. Can I get a witness in the house? Can I get a witness in this place? No vision and seemingly no strength. 3,000 people on the roof of this thing taunting him, teaching the children, and they're worshiping and celebrating their god Dagon because they said, our God has brought our enemy into our hands. He could not see what was being thrown at him. Lord, I can relate to that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sometimes you know when it's coming. Amen. You can prepare. But amen, when you're in that place, when you're walking by faith and not by sight, and it's dark, amen, and you're pushing and you feel the resistance, and your strength feels depleted and you're tired and you're weary, mentally, physically, spiritually, all of these things that you have happening, hallelujah, then all of a sudden things just get thrown at you and you feel, amen, but there's nothing you can do because you can't see them coming. You don't know. He could not only see when it was coming, but he couldn't see what was being thrown at him. He could only hear. He wasn't hearing, oh Samson, what a great and mighty valor man you are. He wasn't hearing, oh, that Samson, don't mess with him. He has slain thousands of our people. Don't touch him. He has this unsupernatural strength that we don't know where it comes from. Leave him alone. Oh, Samson, such a great, mighty warrior, such a man. Amen. He wasn't hearing that. Hallelujah. He was hearing everything negative. Look at you now. Look at how you have messed up. Look at how you have failed. Where's your strength now? You can't even see. Look at you. Ah, listen to that. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When we hear the word, it will manifest faith inside of us. Samson wasn't hearing the word, but there was something already inside of him that had a vision. When he couldn't see, I need you to hear me. I'm about to close today. There was something inside of him that had a vision. Amen. What he heard made his faith increase. Why? Because the faith saw the victory. The faith saw that God was not going to let it go down like this. They saw that this was not going to be the end of Samson's story. People sitting on High Street in November of 2025 being reminded of Samson and not just his wrongs and failures, but the faith that he had inside of him of the God that he worshiped and served. Despite all of his flaws and his failures, he said, God, I'm willing to die right here if you will be glorified. Come on, somebody. Do you hear me? But what did it do? It provoked Samson to prayer.
That's what you do.
He couldn't see. He was feeling it. He was being hit, being injured, no doubt, being cut, hearing all of the negativity and all of the words of doubt, but it provoked him.
Yep.
His faith provoked him to prayer.
Yep.
He didn't quit. He didn't say, well, this is it. But he said, oh God,
yes, he did.
Ah. Hear me.
Yeah.
It provoked him to prayer. And he said, I will die here with these people, but let my eyes, the loss of my eyes, be avenged. One more time. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Amen. See, the enemy wants you to stop praying. The enemy wants you to stop showing up. The enemy wants you to stop giving. He wants you to stop praising. Hallelujah. But it's when you keep pushing and you show up anyway. You keep doing. You don't know why. You don't know why. Because you're tired and nobody cares. Nobody appreciates it. Nothing is of any means. Amen. It doesn't even matter. There's no fruit. There's nothing. It's not benefiting anything. But yet there's something inside of you that's activated and you show up anyhow. Hallelujah. You pray anyway. You praise even. Amen. More so. You take the word. Faith is provoked to prayer. See, the enemy messed up and should have left him in prison. I'll preach that on the later. You shouldn't have let me out of prison. You shouldn't have tried to outdo what you've done. Because God is going to one-up you every time. You hear me? What he heard, instead of making him crumble, made his faith increase.
Yep.
Samson said, as he got to the pillars, now, he obviously had been there before. He obviously had been there before because he knew what he was feeling. Oh, come on, somebody. But they took him there. And he's like, oh. Okay, God. I see you. I see you, God. I want my faith and not my sight. I can't see these people. I can't see this. But God, I've been in this place before. Can I get an amen in this house? I know what's happening here. God, I've been here before. This is familiar territory. These the pillars. If these things come down, this whole thing's going to collapse. Going to catch every one of these people off guard. And they're not going to know what hit them. So God, here's the thing. I've been pushing all this time. When I push this time, let it all come down. I've been here before, and nothing happened. But God, this time, I'm ready to lay it all down. This time, God, I'm ready to give it all to you. I'm ready to die. Come on, somebody. We're talking spiritual here.
Yep.
And tell somebody today that you can get a fresh victory, even though you've been here before and saw nothing. You can get a fresh victory today. because of faith's vision. You hearing me? He prayed while being hit on every side, while hearing all of this negative and their taunting. He prayed. And he had to push on both sides. How many's ever had to push in every direction?
Made that face too.
Come on. You push that anything off. Surely here will be less resistance. Maybe not. Maybe not. Either way you turn, you got to push both ways. Are you hearing me? You got to push on both sides. You got more than one thing going on at a time. Everywhere you turn seems in disarray. And when you find out one thing that's not, you cling to that on both sides. And I believe he met resistance, obviously, on both sides. But see, without faith's vision and God's strength and your will, it ain't gonna happen. Faith's vision, God's strength, and your will. There was fight still in him. He couldn't see. He was feeling being hit on every side from every direction. And it hurt. But that fight was still in him. Faith's vision gave him a will. Said, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to stop pushing. I can't see. I can't even see why I'm pushing. I feel the resistance over here, over here, over here, over here. Resistance. Feels like you just got to push so hard. You see other people make this hard? Just be real. That resistance. It's like someone going to give up. He said, I'd rather die in this moment fighting than to allow the circumstances to decide my fate. I would rather die here in this moment. This is tearing me up. But there must be something on the inside of me. Right? There must be something on the inside of me. Faith sees something I don't see. Faith's vision will get me to the truth. So get ready to come to the music. We know that he ended up killing more at one time, at his death and all of his life. And if you read scripture right, Samson was about 40 years old when he died. He was 20 when he began to judge Israel, and the Bible says that he judged Israel for 20 years. So he was about 40 years old. So in all of his life, he never got as much victory as he did that one time. Because faith's vision sees the truth only. It's blinded by all the other circumstances. It's always going to lead you to the place of God's destiny. You're not seeing the change, but you're still pushing. You're not seeing results, but you keep pushing. You don't even know what you're pushing. I don't know who the Lord is talking to today, but he already spoke and said his peace has come today. Maybe you're here and you feel like you're walking in the dark. And you don't know where you're going. You're just going. You're just going. The enemy's got a plan. Now I'm a firm believer God can reveal that to us. I've always said that God plans, the enemy plots. But the enemy's got an agenda that you don't even know. But faith's vision inside of you. The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Walking by faith and not by sight. Faith comes through hearing. And hearing the word of God will cause faith somehow to manifest inside of you. My prayer today is that something that was said in this message has encouraged you, strengthened you, ignited you. As you all stand, if you would please. Now, of all of you standing here today, if there's any of you that have not surrendered your life to Jesus, repented and asked Him to be Lord of your life, I want to give you that opportunity. Maybe there's someone in here who hasn't completely surrendered, but you're holding on to things that you know you need to let go of. Maybe there's somebody in here today who can relate to that walking in the dark, pushing, feeling the resistance, but not knowing what you're up against. So tired. Just mentally, physically, spiritually, spent. But yet you can't quit. Inside of you just keeps pushing. There's a fight in you. And it's faith's vision. It's pushing you. Because faith sees the truth. So whatever your struggle today, I feel such a humbling presence. I really feel like if you would just yield and surrender all of your will, faith's going to take you, because there's a comeback that's going to happen. You're stronger than you think. If you need prayer today, you're following it up, I want you to come. We want to pray with you.